Ossington, Ossington, the Hacker Podcast, the Dark Web Today podcast people, and like Mr. Hill and all that, they want you to wake up and like go on Twitter. Come on, come on. Oh.
Hey guys, I'm starting in 2 minutes, okay? Hey guys, how are you? Welcome to the space. I will start in a minute, okay?
Hey John. Thank you for tuning in. And Alberto sir will be starting this discussion within a couple of minutes. That is what he said. And once he is here, you guys can definitely put your request for the mic, and he will be the one who would be approving that. So that is what it is, and we'll begin soon. And yeah.
Hello, Shaz. Thanks for being here. I am glad that you asked me to answer some questions yesterday. So I decided to create this space so everything you want to know and I can answer can be shared with everybody. So I'm glad that you had you contact me to create this. So. It's wonderful. So thank you, and thanks to everybody who's here. So, sir, tell me about yourself.
Yes, Alberto, sir. The one with the name John, and the Sonia. We are studying MBA, that is Masters of Business Administration in an IT domain, and we have just recently started our college studies. And I believe every one of us here is enthusiastic about cybersecurity, because I don't know about Sonia and John, but then I would be doing my majors in cybersecurity, and we would like to have your inputs of your experience in the for the MBA domain, especially in information technology. So if you could give us insights on that, that would really help us a lot in the further course of our life. And yes, Albert, yeah. Sir, we would also like to hear your story in a brief, if you would you know, want to share it with us. And that is all I wanted to say. Thank you.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you for your introduction. And well, what you mentioned that you are making, you have an MBA, it's something very interesting. I was hearing a podcast with Alyssa Miller, who is very known in the field of cybersecurity. And she was talking about particularly that people are entering into the world of information security without having a background specifically in technology. And that is something that is not bad. In particular, having an MBA gives a good advantage to people who want to enter into cybersecurity, because the knowledge that they have about the business and how they can have a whole image of the organization they are working in is a plus in order to work in information security. So what you told me is something very interesting, because personally, I don't know anybody with an MBA that then start studying cybersecurity, which is something very interesting. And it's something that is has a huge potential to give a great value to the company you might eventually work for. You also mentioned to me yesterday that you have already decided that you would like to enter into application security. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. The major subject is the information security. So we will be at the role of consultant, I believe. Consultant as in cybersecurity professional. And that would our role be if we get placed in that particular domain. And so from the consulting point of view, or maybe from the placement point of view, or whatever insights you have, or whatever things we should learn during this journey, you could highlight some of those points, and that would be really of a great help to us, you know.
Yes, absolutely. I would like to say hi to Adam, to Ghost in the Cable, or I always confuse his name with the book of his friend Kevin. This is an internal joke. Hi to Christine and everybody here. And well, when it comes to application technology, application security, it's a field that it's great that you have already decided that, because most of the people that contact me because they want to enter into information security, they have no idea of what to focus on. They are lost, and the aspects that are involved in information security are so wide that they have to decide where to focus, otherwise they will not be good at anything. So I basically recommend them to read the CISP preparation book, because that gives people a general idea of all the things that cover information security, such as computer forensics, application security, social engineering, and all the things involving in information security. You will not be an expert in any of those fields with the preparation guide of the CISP, but you will have you will know what involves information security, so you can decide in which field you feel more comfortable with. And in your case, the fact that you have already decided application security is something good, because you already know where you're going, you don't have that doubt. And well, when it comes to application security, it's a huge field. I love it. It's one of the fields that I like the most. And you, first of all, I would tell you that networking is a key factor in order to grow in the career. So I recommend you first of all, to get involved in organizations such as OWASP. You are from India, right?
Yes, sir, that's correct.
Well, in India, I have research, and you have at least one chapter. You probably have more than one chapter of OWASP there, so you can get involved there.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, sir. Can you please spell that out for me so I can note it down?
Yeah, I will post a link here that it's OWASP means Open Web Application Security. I don't know what that stands for. Maybe Ghost in the Cable can tell me what the P stands for. Hold on, I'm tweeting something. Yeah, the ghost in the cable doesn't speak because he's a ghost.
I think the I think the P stands for please, sir, can you help me hack a Facebook account?
Okay, thank you. Hold on, I am going to post a tweet for him. I'm a newbie, sir, so please teach me how to put a Twitter here, sir. Hold on. This is so funny. Okay, I will post this. Okay, now you can see above that I put the link to OWASP. That's the chapter of Bangalore. I don't know where you are, but I can see that they have the chapter there. And they create meetups here in Uruguay. There is a chapter that I am member of, the Montevideo chapter of OWASP. I am a volunteer, and that create me a lot of opportunities of networking, of meeting people from here and from other countries, because we have organized local and international events here that are taking place every year. Here in Uruguay, we have three talks or conferences every year organized by OWASP, and that's a way of meeting people and getting involved and gaining experience in the field. And that's something very, very useful, and it's something that I tell you, you have to do. You have to join OWASP, because it's basically an organization that is focused on application security, and that is a reference for everybody that works in that field. So have you ever heard about OWASP?
Not before this, sir. This is the first time I'm getting familiar with this term.
Okay. Well, I tell you, I started collaborating with OWASP in 2012, and that time there was an event that was called the LATAM APSEC, and there I met people from all over the world that came here to speak. That was very nice, and since then I started going to the meetings that are regularly taking place here and organizing things. I mean, I didn't have to, and everybody can collaborate in the way that they can. I mean, I was even the driver. I went to pick up the people from the hotels to the venue where the event was taking place. I mean, you can collaborate in any way. But you get involved with the people in the field, and normally they're all willing to help, and they are open to new people. We are not a closed group, and we accept everybody who wants to be part of the group. So that's something that I can tell you, that is something you have to do to begin with. Then I can see, as I told you, that OWASP in that chapter organizes meetups, thing that is not done here, but you should look for meetups about security also in your country, in your city. That's something at the same as I told you, to create networking, to meet people in the field, because that's the thing that opens you a lot of doors. You alone, you won't get far if you are alone in this field. You have to get involved in the community, and you won't have problems with being rejected or not being accepted. The community is normally very open. Sometimes there are some minor problems, but those are the exceptions to the rules. And well, have you ever been part of any meetup, or do you know what meetups are?
Yes, sir. I've seen particular videos on the meetups wherein they arrange a kind of a get together thing or a conference or something of that sort, wherein the professionals from the same sector or the same industry step in into that place, and they have the interaction with people around. And I believe that is what you are trying to tell us here in terms of creating the network at the meetups, if I get you correctly, sir.
Yes, absolutely. That's one thing. And another tool that is amazing to create a network of people in that field is Twitter. Twitter is amazing. I have created a group of... I have been contacted by a lot of people here that I'm daily in contact with them. They are great, and we share knowledge. I am creating a course for Udemy about how to start a career in cybersecurity, and I am creating that with Christine, who is here, and Ghost Exodus, who is a hacker that spent 12 years in prison for being the first hacker that exploit an SCADA system in the USA, and we are creating the course. And we met here in Twitter. You can start contacting people like you contacted me, and you can start knowing people and sharing knowledge and helping each other and getting to know, and maybe you can start a project or work on something. I also recommend you, for example, when you begin, you can start researching, and eventually you can start submitting proposals for events when they request proposals for talks. You can send them to the events, and you can talk about the thing that you feel more comfortable with. And that's something really good, because when you first begin, you don't have experience. And in order to get a work, you normally need experience to get the work, but you don't get the work because you don't have experience. And you can compensate that with all the activities, such as being a speaker, being a collaborator in a chapter such as OWASP. I mean, you can also be a volunteer in other places. You can be part of groups that are researching certain things, and all those things are add value to you. So you might not have experience working in a regular job, but you have experience working as a researcher and in other fields that are a plus. And when it comes to get your first position in information security, that is something that is very important and makes a difference between you and somebody who actually have zero previous experience, and it's all academical. They only have the studies and nothing else, but having other activities in your curriculum makes really a difference, and I suggest you to do that. Of course, you have to understand that your time is limited, and being in information security is something that takes you a lot of time. I mean, I spend all day studying, researching, hacking, not not committing any crime, but it's something that consumes a lot of time. You have to be constantly learning. I take a lot of courses online. I recommend you to do that also, to take courses online about application security in particular, or other courses that it's not something that you should discard to know other fields as well, because everything is connected to everything. Just focus on one thing to try to be the best at that, and just be aware that it takes time to be good at one thing. It's not something that is achieved overnight. You have spent days, hours, days, weeks, years in order to become good at some field, and you don't have to be to feel frustrated that at the beginning you might feel, I know nothing, I am lost. No, you have to have an attitude that you have to understand that it takes time. You have to assume that it takes time, and if you are constant, you will get the results that you're looking for, and you will be successful in the career.
Definitely, sir. I totally understand that consistency is the key of succeeding into the cybersecurity profession, and that is very much understood. And apart from that, sir, I would like to ask you that I'm from a non-technical background, though I have a little bit knowledge about the technology and the things going around. So my question here is, where shall I start from in order to excel in this field? So if you could just let me know certain softwares that I need to start with, or the very basic things to start with, that would really be helpful.
Well, not having a technical background and starting into information security is not something that is an obstacle. Actually, as I was telling you, I was hearing a podcast with Alisa Miller, and she considers that it's not something that limits you, and I agree with her completely. And I, to be honest, I have talked to Christina about this. For me, I am a computer engineer, but for me, having that degree means nothing in information security. What I have learned in university didn't give me any tool to enter into information security. All I learned myself, and it was me, my curiosity. You have to have endless curiosity. And I started feeling passion. I began when I was 10 or 11 years old, that I had my first computer, and then I learned to program. So I began very young, and it was the passion for that that made me learn. Having a degree didn't make any difference. It's just a paper, but for companies, papers, degrees are important, because they think that, okay, you have a degree in technology, you are suitable for this position. I disagree with that point of view. Also, certifications. You can go for certifications that are much easier to get than a degree in application security. But again, a certification is just a paper. You study for the certification, you are prepared to pass the exam, and that's it. I mean, I have a PMP certification, a project management professional certification, and I prepare that for passing, and that doesn't mean that having the certificate of being a project management professional makes me a good project manager. It takes other things that that having the certificate doesn't mean that you are good at that, and not having the certificate doesn't mean you are bad at that. You really have to love what you're doing. So I have a question for you. What made you choose application security? What was the reason why you chose that, having so many different fields to choose from?
My love towards the technology started to blossom, sir, at the early stage of my childhood, when I was introduced to the video games. So that's where this game of technology and the interest started in my heart and my mind. And I was constantly thinking about it while I was maturing. But then there were certain things, I had lots of ups and downs in my life. So I was working while I was graduating, and even before when I was graduating. So, I didn't actually got the chance, to get into the particular field which I was interested in. And it was talking about the application security. At the early stage of my childhood, we were introduced to the internet here in India. And that was probably on the CDMA phones. So once, as you already know that being a child, you have the limited pocket money, and you are not able to recharge your phone every now and then. So at the initial stage of the HTML coding in the Java, the Java-based phones, there was this hack when my brother introduced me to that hack, wherein what he did was, he went on the HTML page of the particular browser. He pulled out the HTML code, made some changes over there, and I didn't have to recharge. It was just some changes that he made in the basic HTML page, and I was able to surf the internet by then. So I was pretty much amazed that, it was not just about getting the free internet, but I was actually amazed about the things that technology, if you are a technology geek, or I would say if you are a technological geek, you could do certain things that other people can't, and that is what makes you stand out of the crowd. So that is what, that is where my interest began in this field, sir.
Oh, it's very funny, because actually, believe it or not, my favorite tool for hacking is the notepad. I began working with HTML in 1995, creating pages for a place that was called Show Cities, and I learned HTML, and then there was a software called FrontPage from Microsoft, that everybody was using to create home pages, and I hate that software because the code that it was generated was a mess. I loved creating HTML pages in plain text with a notepad without any noise or it was a mess, the code generated by that application. And yes, whenever I go to a website, the first thing I look at the source code, because it's amazing the things that you can find there, or you can get modifying certain things. So what you're telling is something that it's something that I do all the time, and I got in trouble for doing that, because just for modifying a couple of things, I ended up in prison. It gave me just using the browser and inspecting the HTML code was something that it was innocent, but was very dangerous for me and made me pay a high price. So that is funny. It's amazing. And what you're telling me, you have the profile to be good at this for the reasons you're telling me that you like this. I mean, when people tell me that they do this because of the money, I tell them to choose another profession, because if you do this for money, you will not be somebody good at this field, you will be probably embarrassed, and you will be frustrated person. So money, from my point of view, that this is my opinion, should not be the motivator for getting into this career of cybersecurity. Money is something that you will get. It's very well paid. The demand of professionals in the world of cybersecurity are much more of the people that are available. So there is plenty of work. The salaries are very high, and you will get paid very good. But don't do it for the money. Do this because you love it, because you feel passion for this. That's the important thing. I mean, I love hacking, and I can't imagine my life without being into this field. I mean, for me, hacking is not working. For me, it's a hobby, and I love it. So yeah, I don't expect everybody to feel like I feel. I mean, I always joke saying that for me, hacking is better than sex, and people laugh. But I made a poll in Twitter here asking, what do you prefer, a night of sex or a night of hacking? And amazingly, hacking won the pool. I think it was like 70% prefers hacking and 30% sex. So it's something that makes you analyze what's going on. I mean, because it's like a drug, and that's something that I have heard from many people that are hackers, that are not newbies. They are really good hackers, and we all feel like we are under the effects of a drug when we are hacking. We get a high when we can get what we want, and it's like a drug, and we always want more and more. And it's something that I mean, I can spend a whole night without sleeping trying to break into a system or solve a problem. And well, you should consider that also for your personal life. In my case, I lost my girlfriend, but that was for another reason. But if you have a family, you have a wife, you have children, you won't have so much free time to spend learning and doing things in cybersecurity, which is not a minor thing, because as I told you, continuous learning is a must. You have to always be learning about what's going on. You have to be researching all the time. It's something that is endless. It's something that is going on every day. You have to learn something, and you, if not, you will be surpassed, and it's an advantage you are giving. You have to learn all the time.
Yes, definitely, sir. That is very much understood, that the learning is the key, and being consistent is the key to succeed and to excel in this field. And yes, I mean, like, as your field of interest is hacking, wherein what we are enthusiastic and what we are curious to learn about is network security. But then again, it's all about the coding stuff. So ultimately, the bottom line is you are hacking the system just for the good of the society or for the bad of the society. So yes, that is what it is. And yes, I have gone through some of your podcasts on the Darknet Diaries, and the episode 92 or 95, I don't remember in specific.
The one from Nicole?
The episode.
The one of Nicole?
Sorry, sir?
The one of Nicole, the girl? Yeah.
Yes, the one at the police station. Yes, sir.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Yes, sir. And am I audible?
Yeah, I talked to Nicole after listening to the podcast, and it's funny because I told her it was a crazy episode, and she told me that she didn't tell all the story, and I told her that I understood her, because in my case, I think in my episode, I only told like 20% of the story, and I didn't mention so many things because people would have thought that I was lying, because the reality surpasses the, it would be like fiction. People wouldn't believe all the things that really happened to me. And the same told me Nicole. She told me that she didn't mention many things because they were hard to believe. And security is crazy. The things that you see, the things that you experience are out of this world. And if you are outside this world, you won't believe it. You think that people are lying with what you can tell that is happening. Something happened to me 2 days ago, and I'm still shocked. I was contacted by somebody, a hacker, a black hat hacker, and the things that he told me, I still have them in my mind, and they are true. And there are things that are, wow, these things are really happening. Yeah, they're happening. The world of hacking is amazing, and the things that are happening are better than sex. I would like to ask Adam, because he works in technology also. He's a search engine optimizer. And Adam, what do you think about the career in InfoSec? And you also know about security, Adam. So anything you would like to say about what we were talking about?
Well, I think that a career in InfoSec is a great career. You have to look at it as ethical in white hat, not black hat or gray hat. You have to be able to look at it from the mindset of always being able to reverse engineer any application, any security level. And it's not only about, I started out with in networking and then went on to CTO and studying for that, and I just think that if you're getting into this for black hat, then that's the wrong reason.
Yeah, absolutely. That thing that
ethical hacking.
Yeah, I should have told the first thing that I should have told, and it was my mistake, is that above everything, above all the technological details, about any technical fact, ethics are above everything. Ethics is the baseline. You have to know what you're doing, and your knowledge is very powerful and can be used for good or for bad. And you have to have that clear. Ethics are the baseline of this. Then the technology comes. But first of all, ethics. You have to have that clear. And I feel sad for people that is tempted by getting fast and easy money, committing cyber crimes. That's very sad, because those guys are guys that have a huge potential. They can use their knowledge to do great things, but they prefer to go for the fast, easy money, and that's very sad. And you should always, before doing anything, think about the ethics and the implications of your actions, and be responsible, and also be aware that sometimes doing the right thing can cause you problems, such as in my case. I only tried to help a system, and I ended up paying a high price for that. And that changed my life. But I did what I thought it was correct. So it's complicated. It's complicated, but you have to have that clear. I mean, think, be responsible, and it's not worth risking your life for getting fast money. If you are good at this, the money you will get the money doing good things. You don't have to cross the line and use your knowledge for purposes that are not that are hurting other people, are violating the laws, and you might pay a high price. I mean, this guy I told you, Ghost Exodus, spent 12 years in prison. 12 years, that's a lifetime. I mean, I couldn't imagine being 12 years in prison. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. Just thanks, Adam, for telling me that, because it was the first thing that I should have mentioned, the ethics. The ethics are above everything.
And as good as any one of us think that we are, whether whatever side you're on, there's always somebody better. So just be wary of that, and you know, or be aware of that. I mean, and that's where I always say, you know, ethical hacking, or white hat, working with a company is where you can be most prosperous. And
absolutely,
we are in need of great cybersecurity professionals now. There is a definitely a shortage.
Yeah, I have read today in an article today that there are 500,000 of positions required in the world of cybersecurity professionals that cannot be filled. I mean, there's a shortage of 500,000 of professionals. So work is something that you will get. And the world, I mean, I am sure that companies do not have enough people in security as they should, because they just can't get the human resources that they need, because in the market they are not. So that's something that it's a big opportunity to if you love this thing, to enter into this world. And you will be successful if you really love this, and you work hard, you learn hard, you take things seriously, you are responsible. You will succeed. You have to be constant, and work is plenty of work out there.
Definitely, sir. The first things first, consistency. And yeah, I forget to answer the question that was raised before, that if you have a family or if you are married or if you have kids, then so we don't have any of that kind of, I mean, like, we are pretty much young now, between 20 to 25. I mean, then my colleagues who have tuned in into this session. So we are pretty much young and enthusiastic about information and cybersecurity. And that is only and only reason we are into this week. Talking about the hats, we are for sure on the white hat side when talking about the information technology. And certainly we understand that what you went through, and we pretty much feel sorry for what you have been blamed for, and which actually you didn't, which you were blamed for the thing that you didn't did. So yeah, I have the basic idea on your story, sir, and we I mean, like, we hear me and my colleagues and my batchmates, we won't judge you or Christine from any point of view. We are not that kind of people, but I appreciate you being honest with us and giving us all the inputs out here from your personal life and your professional life. So moving further, sir, Adam sir and Alberto sir, what I personally am keen was to, you know, network with someone out there in USA or Canada. So if you could suggest us any of the websites or any of those anything related to that thing, like how to get in network with the people overseas, that would help a lot, because in case if any one of us is looking to go out there in the US or maybe at the Google or Deloitte or KPMG or something of that sort, so what would be the best way to network with those kind of professionals? And so let's go from there. So that is our next question.
Yeah, well, in order to get that network, being part of international associations such as OWASP, ISACA, and ISC2, that are the three most famous and largest organizations in the world about security, being a member makes you be part of the largest networks of cybersecurity professionals, and you get in touch with people from all over the world in that field. So I recommend you to
sorry to interrupt you, sir, but I think we are not audible. I'm not sure whether if it's a network issue on my side, but I'm sorry for the interruption if that was the case.
No problem. And I just going back to something that you say, I am in contact with many people from India. Many people from India contact me on a daily basis. And I am aware that in your country, censorship is a big issue. The control of the government against cybersecurity professionals is not a minor issue. They are controlling the communications. They don't want to. They want to control the information that is passed to the people. So you are a potential target of your government, and that's something that is not nice at all, because we are people that professionals. We are not into, I am not into politics. It's something technical, what I do, but we are being affected by other elements, other factors that are not technological, and that can cause us a lot of damage, and we can be victims of very not nice things because of that. So we have to be aware of that and be careful. I mean, they ask me, do I have to use a VPN or blah? Yeah, you have to try to be protected, because in the context of your country, things are complicated. So be always careful. Think before acting. Consider those risks that you are involved. Just be careful, because your country is a country that is, for me, is red when it comes to the warranties that a security professional have when performing their duties, and the censorship on the government is a threat to a person who wants to work in the field. I will hold on a second. I will post a tweet. Okay, I have posted. It doesn't appear. Do you see above the same link of OWASP, or do you think do you see another link?
Yeah, I see another link.
We can see the new vault.com.
You see another link?
Yes, vault.com. Yes.
Okay. I cannot see it. It's a bug of spaces, but that's for you to see the best internships that are available, that you can contact them. I mean, if you are able to study abroad, that would be something that would be of a great value for you, for many reasons. I mean, not only gaining experience in the technological field, but being in another environment, in another culture, opens your mind. And we are not only people who works in hacking, we're human beings that living experiences in life, we grow, and that makes us see the world in a different way, and we grow as persons, and that makes us grow as professionals as well. So if you're able to study abroad, that is something that it's a privilege that you should not discard. So I have people, I have some guys who studied with me in university that were able to work for Google, for Adobe. They got internships there, and it's a possibility. I mean, imagine going to Silicon Valley. That's the dream of anybody in this field. I mean, going to work there is like going to paradise, and not everybody have the opportunity to do it. But if you can do it, go ahead. Don't doubt about that.
Definitely, sir. That is what the ultimate dream is.
Chirag is here. Chirag, would you like to mention something regarding all this? Because you are also into the information technology field, and you know a lot about this. And this friend from India is willing to start a career in cybersecurity, so any advice would be more than welcome.
Yeah, sure. So there is a website, just like GitHub, there is a hackerrank.com, or I think hackerrank.org, something, but it's, you can Google HackerRank, and start building your projects, whatever you have done, and put them on HackerRank, because when you apply for a job in the US, they don't care about, your address, or anything like that. All they want to see is your name, your email address, maybe just the phone number if at all, or even if you don't put the phone number, that's fine, just the name and email address. But more importantly, your HackerRank URL. They will go there and check the projects that you worked on. And then based on that, you have a good chance of being called for an interview. And again, I'm sure Alberto and Adam here can suggest if there's other, libraries or other places where you can build your libraries, just like HackerRank, feel free to add those, because it's always good to have like two or three to put as a reference of the projects that you worked on.
Yes, it's something that in the case of him, that he wants to enter into application security, the bug bounty programs are something amazing that, okay, you when you start, you won't be able to participate in them, but after you start learning and getting experience, you have to enter into bug bounty programs, and that will help you to
you can make money, then you can get recognition, and that opens you doors. I mean, that's something that you should do. That is something that is, except from Uruguay, where we don't have bug bounty programs, we have hackers bounty programs, hackers go to prison programs. In the rest of the world, they reward people who help companies solving security problems instead of sending them to prison. So that's something that you should do. I really recommend you entering into that once you are with the appropriate experience and knowledge to do it.
Yeah, I forgot about bug bounty. How could I forget about bug bounty program? Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Somebody asking me to. Peter, hello, Peter. How are you?
Hello, Alberto. This is Peter from the Netherlands. I'm good, thank you. How are you? Thank you for having us tonight.
Oh, no problem. Thank you for being here. So, what do you think about? Do you have anything to say about what we are talking about, my friend?
Yes, thank you. I think I very much agree with the previous speakers on making yourself visible online, showing what you have done, because that's really how I was selected for various programs. And as I'm now running my own company, we are with 50 people now. That's also how I now select people. If we need to grow, you look at what they have achieved online already. And one thing that we also look at, and I think that's also an interesting pathway, is if you, for example, have the skills to develop things, develop scripts, develop interesting concepts, to also put them on GitHub, publish them as open source, and really focus on specific projects, specific tools. That's how I've seen a lot of people become famous. They write very cool tools. And what happens a lot is that companies, they need sometimes the exact functionality that you have built on GitHub. And it's easier for them to just use the tool, but also hire the person that has actually built that tool. So if you're able to specialize and show what you have, either in on HackerRank or by creating your own tools and putting them on GitHub, I think that's a great way also to get visibility and start your career in that. But it's a bit harder because you need to be able to program, of course. But I think everybody could do that.
Yeah. Yeah, but programming is some of the skills that are required into, I mean, depending on what you field you focus in cybersecurity, more or less you need to know the basics, at least the basics of programming. If you are going to work in application security, you have to know to program. In pen testing, at least you have to know to program scripts in Python. And what you say is something that, it's completely true. And I have two people that have contacted me, and they show me tools that they created, and they wanted me to test them, because the one was a tool that was for a cellular, for Android devices, that was a proxy that was like SAP from OWASP, but it was much easier to use, and without all the complexity that all the OWASP tools have. And it was amazing. And this guy developed that on his own. And I wanted to give him exposure, so I retweeted his application. And I really wish him the best of luck, because these guys are amazing. I mean, they're developing things, and they just need the opportunity to show to the world they work. So I try to stimulate that, and whenever somebody contacts me with, okay, Alberto, I have this, would you like to test it? Yeah, of course. And I tweet that to try to help them to get exposure and to be known and be recognized for that, because it's something amazing, and people in this field are really people that have I admire most of the people that do those things because they have an amazing intelligence. They are creative. They are genius, really. So I really admire the people that do that. I don't consider myself a great hacker or nothing. I'm just an information security professional, and there are tons of people much better than me. But I those that are good at are not known. I try to help them to be known because they really deserve the opportunity to get the possibility to grow, and being given an opportunity is something that is hard. But if you don't get the opportunity, it's very sad that you cannot show the world how good you are or what you can do. I mean, I think you should always give somebody the opportunity to grow. If you have if you are able to help somebody, do it. I mean, don't doubt that, because I would love to have opportunities if I didn't have. So trying to help others is something beautiful.
Yeah, absolutely. To add to that, that's also what you're doing now. It's paying it forward. I'm doing it also as much as I can. I'm privileged that I'm in Western Europe, but I was also given chances and I was able to convert them into success. And it's very important also for the people, like you are mentioning, that if they become successful, to keep paying it forward. I think it's great that you organize these sessions, because that's how you facilitate that. So thank you.
No, thank you for being here, and thanks for everybody. This is a great tool to also network. It's all about networking and meeting people, because you will eventually create contacts that will all benefit from that. Here it is Christine who is helping me with the course that I am creating. I met her here. Adam, he's a great guy. I met him here. Chirac, I've met him here. He's a great guy. Emma, he's from Mexico. Ram, and sorry if I'm forgetting about anybody, but it's all people that I met here in Twitter, and we are in contact, and we can eventually work together, such as I'm doing with Christine. So creating networks is something that is a must, because we can all help each other and we can all collaborate and create beautiful things together.
I certainly agree, sir.
My friend, do you have any more questions about how to proceed in this amazing world of hacking or cybersecurity?
Yeah, if you don't have any other questions, then we can talk about Copa America now.
Have you seen the goal that Messi
yes.
missed? I couldn't
yes,
believe
I
it.
Did.
I couldn't believe it. I mean, and who is going to win today? Because I am Uruguayan and Italian. I have Italian citizenship. But who is going to... At what time is the final today?
It's at 9 o'clock, so in 1 hour, sorry.
Okay, so we will have to finish early because I'm not a big fan of soccer, but I will watch the game. But yesterday it was a nice game, wasn't it?
Yes, absolutely. I think rather than giving rather than dodging and giving a cross pass, he just lofted the ball over the goalie. That was a very smart thing to do.
Well, the only thing sad for me is that Argentina won the 15th Copa America, so they now have the same amount of trophies such as Uruguay. We were the country with most championship won in Copa America. Now Argentina and Uruguay, we both have 15.
That's great.
Cup. So that sucks. I wanted Brazil to win.
Is it the highest? 15?
Yeah, 15.
Oh,
15,
so Brazil is less than 15. Yeah. Okay, interesting.
Yeah, Brazil won only a very few Copas okay. Americas. I think only the ones that were playing in Brazil until last night. And in I don't think outside Brazil won many. I mean, I think they have 5 or 6 Copa America. Uruguay have 15 and Argentina 15.
That's great.
So who's going to win tonight?
I think the English will be stealing it again.
Oh, I agree with you. I agree with you, yeah.
So that's a great point. English will be stealing again. So, yeah, if they don't steal, then Italy could win. Yeah,
that is a...
Yeah, I mean...
A reference to the penalty.
It's funny. Yeah, it's funny because if in the World Cup of 1966 in England, Uruguay played against England and they validated a goal that wasn't a goal, that didn't, the ball didn't cross the goal line, but they counted it as a goal, so they stole a game from us. And then in Mexico 87, Maradona and his hand stole them. So it's always about stealing or being stolen or stealing. It's funny, the part of England, but yeah, I think they will win in any way. I think they will win. I hope Italy wins, but I'm not sure they will. Okay, so guys, it was amazing being here. I will close the space now. I will get ready for the soccer. And well, thank you very much for being here. Thanks all my friends that have been listening to this. And well, I will see you in another space soon, okay?
All right, thank you. Thank you, Alberto. Thanks, Adam, and everyone else.
Thank to all of you. I love you, all of you. Bye-bye.